The past few years have been all over the place for Josh Homme. He's the frontman and founder of the band Queens of the Stone Age. He produced and toured with Iggy Pop. And his other band, the Eagles of Death Metal, was playing at the Bataclan during the horrific Paris attacks almost 2 years ago. He wasn't there that night, and he still doesn't like talking about it. But if he's haunted by what happened at the Bataclan, you can't tell by the latest Queens of the Stone Age album. It's called Villains. You can thank Mark Ronson for the sound. He famously produced Amy Winehouse, Adele, and Lady Gaga before working on Villains. And when he came into the studio the other day, I asked Homme how two guys from very different musical worlds found each other.
He asked me to play on the Lady Gaga record, and so I played on about five tracks. Uh-huh. And I got to watch him work. He's a great communicator. And I've kind of banked everything on music being my religion and my philosophy and my way to leave baggage behind and learn something. And so he was very understanding of that. And I think he got excited at that reality, you know. And he dresses like a gangster on vacation, so he looks very handsome.
All the time. He's got the best hair.
Yeah, he's willing to go the extra hair mile. But it doesn't matter.
To do. You are a rock and roll dude. You don't have your leather jacket on today, but you've got your, you know, you've got your tatted hands. You've got your serious cane that looks like it could maybe hurt somebody.
I've seen and done things.
Right. But you have this new album, and it's kind of electronic and dancey.
Yeah, I mean, well, normally we have three guitar players, and Leonard Skinner did three guitar players wonderfully, but it's difficult to do. So while two guitars are going, when a vocal leaves, something needs to vocalize and carry the tune. So we had our keyboard player, Dean, sort of lead that way in this sort of John Carpenter. You know, John Carpenter did all the soundtracks to his movies, and they're these sort of broken, robotic keyboard sounds, very dental, perhaps, sometimes. Mm.
I would love an example.
Of his or mine?
His, both.
Well, I mean, the Halloween soundtracks, everything seems to start with this stark, like, bing, 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 and then it goes, kind of noises. And for us, like a song like Fortress would be a great example of keyboards leading the way.
When I think about your last album, it was dark.
Yeah, I had troubles.
Yep. Yeah, you had some health issues.
Like. Yeah.
So what is it that this album is tracking in terms of your life? Like, are things just kind of better and like you're in a good place? Is that what's happening?
And I also think that what I took from that, without wanting to speak in depth about Paris, what I took from that.
From Bataclan.
Yeah. I took from that was, I felt like if I was going to carry the flag for anything, it was being yourself in the moment. And if there's a moment hanging in the air, grab it and make it yours, especially after working with Iggy Pop as well on post-pop depression. It was like, say what you want, like and don't like what you want, but I'm going to run now.
Working with Iggy Pop, like, how did that come about?
Well, I mean, I'm in a very modern way. I got a text. and you know,
wait, what did it say? Because like nobody else in the world gets this text, so I feel like we need to linger on this moment for a minute.
It said, "Hey, I was thinking maybe we could record something. Let me know what you think, Iggy Pop." And if you'd have told the 13-year-old me, you know, that was the case, that was going to happen, I would have gave you the finger and skated off.
I want to listen to another song that our colleague Gabe says is his new anthem, The Evil Has Landed.
Oh.
So again, it's like it's definitely rock. There's also this kind of Brian Ferry kind of thing going on too.
Absolutely. And sort of a Sly and the Family Stone,
yeah,
perhaps.
Okay.
You know? There's something that was really important to me. You know, many songs are like a merry-go-round. When the chorus comes back around, you've heard it, you're familiar with it, and it's the same. Perhaps the words change, perhaps they don't. And for me, this needed to be very orbital, where every time you hear a part, you hear a verse come around, it's only 40% the same, that it's been altered each time, and the chorus as well. And that way it's more like getting on a bus at a bus stop. You get on one place, you get off somewhere else. And you don't understand what's going to happen at all times, but you feel comfortable. Hopefully, you feel comfortable.
Yeah, you're like, I'm on the bus.
Yeah, well,
I just don't know. Like, I know what a bus is.
Yeah, and it's my bus.
Right,
you
but
know?
Where's it going?
This orbital style that I figured, hell, we're spinning on the planet, spinning around the sun. Let's try this same thing with music. Mate. You know.
You said you didn't want to. You don't like to talk about Bataclana, and I'm not going to linger on it too much, but. I guess what I want to know is why. Why don't you want to talk about it?
There's so much that I could not explain, that is not up for discussion, that does not require your opinion. There are people's kids, which I have.
Yep.
And I don't talk about the Bataclan because in some ways, it's the business of the world, and in other ways, it's nobody's business, you know? And I can't explain how rough that was in a way that I care what you think, you know? I'm sorry to say it that way.
No, I see. I think I see what you mean.
And so I just say I don't like to talk about that because I don't. I hate it, you know? But it didn't change anything for me. It amplified everything, who I am.
I mean, it sounds like you were like, all right, let's live. Let's
yeah.
be.
Yeah, you can't stop what I have coming.
Here we come. There we go. There we go.
Josh Homme, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Joshua Homme of Queens of the Stone Age about the group's new album, Villains.